The headaches started when Heather Crow was in junior high. They happened and she couldn't do anything except stay in bed. The pain was blinding, literally blinding.
In one of my eyes, I couldn't see.
They started happening 7 days a week. They were migraines, and for a while, she took over-the-counter medication.
And then when that stopped working, my doctor put me on prescription medication, and then eventually that stopped working.
She finally found relief about 6 months ago. She heard about a surgical option. Heather Crow is a nurse. She works for Dr. Jimmy Waldrop in Chattanooga, and he both introduced her to the idea of surgery and then performed it on her. It might sound kind of experimental, but Crow didn't hesitate to try it.
He just told me about it, and I was all for it.
So you were ready to try
yes,
it?
Yes.
When Dr. Waldrop operated on her, he didn't saw her skull open. He didn't do brain surgery or anything like that. You see, Dr. Waldrop isn't a neurosurgeon. He's a plastic surgeon. So what he did to her is very similar to a procedure for an endoscopic brow lift. Here's how he describes it.
It's for forehead rejuvenation, to elevate the brows and make the forehead appear younger.
In other words, cosmetic surgery.
It's a common plastic surgery procedure, at least the approach is.
This kind of surgery is also known as a forehead lift. It was originally meant to reduce wrinkles and raise sagging eyebrows. But how could it possibly help migraines? Well, the theory behind that goes back to something a Chicago plastic surgeon discovered more than 14 years ago. His name is Dr. Baman Gayaran. He's originally from Iran, and he's had a long career here in the United States.
I've been involved with the education of plastic surgery for the last 34 years, and currently I'm a chairman of the Department of Plastic Surgery at Case Western Reserve University and the University Hospitals in Cleveland.
So, about his big discovery, he used to do forehead rejuvenations for cosmetic reasons, just plain cosmetic reasons, and then something unexpected happened. A few of his patients just happened to have migraines, except after the surgery, they came to him and said they felt better. They were surprised, he was surprised. He wasn't trying to help their headaches, it was just a happy side effect. But he started researching it and became convinced he'd found a new migraine treatment.
I discovered that some patients who were undergoing forehead rejuvenation were having improvement or elimination of their migraine headaches.
Here's the theory behind it all. The idea is migraines have trigger sites, that is, certain areas of the face or the head that can set off migraine pain. And what causes those trigger sites? You might say it's faulty wiring. The nerves inside these trigger sites are kind of like bare wires. They lack natural insulation.
Migraine patients have a deficit in insulation around the nerves. If you can imagine a power cord without having any insulation around it, how dangerous or vulnerable they can be.
These nerves, these bare wires, so to speak, are surrounded by muscles, bones, cartilage, and vessels. Those can accidentally stimulate the faulty nerves and cause pain. That creates the trigger points. In addition to the forehead, these triggers can be in the back of the head and the temples.
Things that could not or would not bother patients without migraine headaches can irritate the nerves of the patients who have migraine headaches and begin a cascade of events that ultimately results in nausea, vomiting, light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, symptoms that go with migraine headaches.
Just to be clear, this theory isn't meant to explain the cause of all migraine headaches. Different people might get them for different reasons. But when a patient does have this specific nerve problem, a plastic surgeon can decompress the nerves, like Dr. Jimmy Waldrop in Chattanooga. He actually learned how to do this from Dr. Gayaran. When he performed the surgery on Heather Crow, he basically made a little more room inside of her face. He says he used a small pair of scissors.
And some other devices to essentially remove that tissue from around the nerves.
And that loosens things up.
With that compression removed, the nerves are less likely to trigger headaches.
Can you actually see the nerves with
yes.
the camera? What do they look like?
Yes, you can see them. They look like little white structures.
Dr. Waldrop has done this only once on his nurse, Heather. But Dr. Guyeron in Chicago says he does it several hundred times a year and teaches others.
Plastic surgeons come to Cleveland once a year internationally, and we show them how to do this surgery.
Dr. Guyeron has also been doing research on the topic for more than a decade.
And we have published over 24 articles.
Dr. Guyeron says the majority of his patients are helped.
It depends on your symptoms and type of migraine headaches that you have. Close to 90% of the patients that we operate on have at least 50% reduction in their migraine headaches.
Still, some doctors are wary. They think the research may be flawed, and the relief may be, if you'll pardon the expression, all in the patients' heads. Dr. David Dodick is a skeptic.
I'm a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic. I'm the past president of the American Headache Society. I'm the chairman of the American Migraine Foundation, and I'm the president-elect of the International Headache Society.
So how do you explain all these seemingly positive results if it's not really working?
How would I explain that? Well, you know, I've conducted a number of clinical trials over the years, and the placebo response rate to an intervention can exceed 50%. In other words, 50% of people entering a clinical trial, or, you know, up to 50%, can have a very dramatic response to a tablet, to a surgical intervention. And that placebo effect doesn't just last days or weeks, but can last months, even longer.
Nerves in the face or head can be triggers, but he says so can many other things. The surgery targets only a few potential triggers.
Sometimes the triggers are everything from too much sleep, too little sleep, alcohol, changes in barometric pressure, changes in altitude, certain things in the diet, stress, the relief of stress, light, flickering lights, and it can go on and on. And just because I remove one of those triggers doesn't mean that I've cured their disease.
It's also possible that the surgery patients were going to feel better on their own. Dr. Dodick says for some people, the pain attenuates with age and with time.
It also fluctuates from month to month and from year to year. So there's a tendency for us to do something to a patient, and that patient will get better either because of a placebo effect or because of the natural history that they were going to get better anyway. So what is the long-term benefit from a procedure like this, and what is the long-term safety of a procedure like this? I don't think we really know yet.
According to the American Headache Society, this surgery should be used only as a last resort. They urge caution. The surgery can have side effects. It might cause numbness, hair loss around the incision, or nerve damage.
I'm all for new, creative, and innovative ways to treat this disorder, which is devastating for millions of people across the country. But I also don't want to expose them to a costly surgical procedure, which may lead to adverse events or adverse effects that we can't control and actually not end up benefiting them in the end.
Overall, there are two basic sides in the debate about the surgery, and the pro side generally includes plastic surgeons like Dr. Guyeron. On the con side are many skeptical neurologists like Dr. David Dodick. However, looking to the future, Dr. Dodick sees plastic surgeons and neurologists potentially working together. They could collaborate on more research.
Before we subject countless numbers of patients to this procedure, let's solve the problem once and for all. And let's do the right study.
Lots of research exists, but it's somewhat one-sided in the sense that it's been conducted by plastic surgeons and published in plastic surgery journals. Dr. Dodick looks ahead at more inclusive research, the kind that could be conducted in multiple medical centers with doctors from multiple areas of expertise.
Let's come together as an international community of experts, both on the migraine side as well as on the plastic surgery side, and see if we can build consensus around a study design that we're all comfortable with. And then if there is, then let's move forward with that.
Right now, it's clear that some patients are reporting relief, like Heather Crow, the nurse in Chattanooga. She had the procedure done about 6 months ago, and she says she's had only 3 migraines since then. Considering she used to get them up to 7 times a week, that's a remarkable improvement.
Honestly, I've not had one in so long now. It's kind of hard to remember.
Really?
Having them so frequently.
How is your life different now?
Oh, now I can plan stuff with my family, and I don't have to worry about I'm going to get a migraine every day, and it's just completely different.
But skeptical neurologists like Dr. David Dodick with the American Migraine Foundation will continue being wary of recommending this surgery, at least until a big multi-center study is conducted. It looks like such a study could happen. Dr. Bahman Gayaran, the plastic surgeon in Chicago, told me he's working on designing such a study. In Chattanooga, I'm Michael Edward Miller.